This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. For an update on this week's livestock markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Continue to see liquidation in the live cattle complex overall. We're seeing a little bit of a modest bounce to start off the trade on this Tuesday morning. But overall, that's more of a technical bounce than anything else. Futures prices are at a huge discount to the cash market, and so that does leave us vulnerable to a little bit more of a bounce, but still that doesn't change the sentiment there. That generally the trade feels that the seasonal high is in. We typically put in a seasonal high in early April, and we once again, it looks like we've done that again this year as well. Supplies of cattle, slaughter-ready cattle in particular, remained very tight. But the packers have been able to manage those supplies with heavier weights and with imports to meet demand for product, even though product continues to trade at historically high levels, helping to protect their margins. They haven't had to battle on the negotiated cattle market as much as what the feeders would like, and therefore have been able to pull prices in decline the past couple of weeks by slowing the chain speed. In fact, some packers at times going down to just 24 hours per week of operation, according to trade rumors. So this is a case where the packers have been winning the poker game over the last couple of weeks, and the feeders are paying the price, and futures traders overall want to be short. We've pulled the most contracts outside the lead April contract below $150. Ironically, $150 has caught the bottoms on the cash market over much of the past year.
Another large news item that's affecting markets is the continued spread of the H5N2 avian influenza.
Absolutely. One of the factors also the traders are keeping an eye on is avian flu. We've now identified or confirmed avian flu the USDA has in a major poultry farm, a chicken farm in Iowa with 5 million chickens. When you look at all the chickens and turkeys that have been liquidated to this point, we're starting to have an effect on the feed grain market, particularly the soy meal demand. But also we're affecting more and more of the chickens. We're starting to affect export business at an increasing pace and push some of that poultry onto the meat market at cheaper prices. Ultimately, that's a concern first for pork, but then also for beef.
While turkey farms have comprised the vast majority of infected farms, a large chicken farm in Iowa is the most recent operation to come down with the flu.
Turkey farms have caught the brunt of the avian flu problems to this point, but now we're starting to see some chicken farms. I mentioned the Iowa farm that has about 5 million chickens on it. That's about 10% of Iowa's egg-laying chickens. Iowa, known for its egg business. So at this point, we've had to liquidate about 5.3 million hens, or the USDA has, and about 7.8 million turkeys and chickens combined since the month of March when the outbreak really became a problem.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reminds farmers that the 2014 Farm Bill requires producers to file a highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification form with their local USDA service center by June 1st in order to become or remain eligible for crop insurance premium support. Most farmers already have a certification form on file since it's required for participation in the USDA programs such as marketing assistance loans, farm storage facility loans, and disaster assistance. However, farmers, such as specialty crop growers who receive federal crop insurance premium support but may not have participated in other USDA programs, also must now file a certification form to maintain their crop insurance premium support. Producers should visit their local USDA service center and talk with their crop insurance agent before the June 1st deadline to ask questions, get additional information, or learn more about conservation compliance procedures. Producers that file their form by the deadline will be eligible for federal crop insurance premium support during the 2016 reinsurance year, which begins July 1st. USDA will publish a rule outlining the linkage of conservation compliance with federal crop insurance premium support. To view a copy of the rule, you can go to the USDA website. The Highly Erodible Land Conservation and Wetland Conservation Certification Form is available at your local USDA Service Center or online at www.fsa.usda.gov/AD1026form. As farmers get started on planting this year, Yield Point Specialist with CHS in Shipman, Joe Huebner, reminds farmers to check all their data collection equipment and make sure they are prepared to start collecting information on this year's planting season.
Everyone's going to be eager to start getting the fields to plant, but make sure you take the time to make sure that you select, you know, what field and what farm you're in and really start recording some accurate data if you haven't already. That way we can use that data to help, you know, with further management decisions coming with the 2016 growing season.
Huebner says he's been working with Yield Point for about a year and is already seeing it demonstrate its usefulness to farmers in the area.
There are guys that have been collecting yield data for multiple years now, and it's just been collecting dust, if you want to say, on their computer on a flash drive. And what Yield Point does and everything like that, and what the purpose of that is that, you know, we're bringing you some more value out of all that data and helping make, you know, agronomic decisions based off what the fields are telling us from the data that we receive.
Huebner continued by saying the data collected is helping farmers make a wide variety of decisions rather than just focusing on a couple select issues.
You know, it's a broad range. It's a thing just from getting the soil test every 4 years to make sure we manage that, to, you know, using the soil test data for the variable rate fertilizer and using the yield data to be able to, you know, help with the fertilizer replacement of, you know, what the crop took off the year before, or, you know, the variable rate seeding. And, you know, everyone knows that they have problem areas in the field and they don't see the need to put in more seed in the problem areas, but they have those good areas that they want to put it in. And, you know, that's what we can help with.
Data collection on farms has been a hot topic in recent years, especially when it concerns who owns the data that is collected. Huebner is very clear on that subject.
The data is owned by the farmer, and we at CHS and Shipman do nothing with the data unless asked by the grower to do so. Everything is stored on a local server to where no one else has the rights or the privilege to see that data unless given written consent by the grower.
Huebner says that if farmers have any questions or concerns when preparing to collect or when actually collecting data on the farm, they should feel free to reach out for assistance.
We take time with the grower to sit down and learn about their fields and make everything custom for each field that the grower likes. And, you know, we take the time to make sure everything loads up on the planter. We're available 24/7, you know, during planting, whenever the farmer needs it the most.
Yield Point is one of many available data reading systems designed to help farmers better manage variable points in their fields, but it's no help to a farmer if they don't check to make sure everything is ready and collecting information from their fields.
I would say just make sure that, you know, you're collecting data, and, you know, if you're one of the guys that have been collecting data but haven't really seen the full value, just to give us a call here at CHS and Shipman, and, you know, let us help, you know, bring life to that data and show you what value it truly holds.
Again, that was Yield Point Specialist with CHS in Shipman, Joe Huebner. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.